Welcome to our family Christmas gathering. We'll have Bible readings, oldie little talks, we'll have songs. You'll sit down, stand up, listen, sing, sit down, stand up, listen, sing. Okay, we'll have our first reading, and that's Martha from Isaiah 49 to 11.
You who bring good tidings to Zion, go upon a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
So I'm going to tell you this morning four things or four ways to think about Christmas. And the first way to think about Christmas is when God comes to save his people. And we saw it here in our verses. It says in verse 10, see, the sovereign Lord comes with power and his arm rules for him. And then in verse 11, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. That's what the Lord does. Now, I've got this book here, and you may have seen it before because I've had it here once before. And it's about this girl named Katie, and she's walking around in an art gallery. And I love this book because what she does is she sees in the pictures here, she sees the scene in the picture, and you can't actually do this if you go to the art gallery, so don't try. But what she does is she jumps into the picture. And then she like cruises around in the world that the picture is. See? So she sees the little boy here and the little dog. And it's a lovely scene. She jumps in and then there she is. She's in the picture. She gets to meet the boy. She gets to play with the dog. There's sheep in there. It's pretty cool. And in this book, I'll take you to one of my favorite pictures, which is in the Portrait Gallery in London. Here it is. This is Whistle Jacket, big horse. I'll talk about him every chance I get. Now imagine if you could go to London, go to the National Gallery, imagine if you could jump in and ride Whistle Jacket. That'd be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? But we can't just jump into a picture, can we? Right? No. But this story, believe it or not, is a bit like what God has done in our world. God is like the girl. He lives outside our world. He's not inside our world like we are, limited. No, he lives outside our world. But he can come into our world because he's God. He's the Lord of time and space, and he can enter it if he wants to. So when Jesus came, right? Jesus said, catch this, I am the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And this was the Bible verse. The Lord said that he will tend the flock like a shepherd and he will gather the lambs in his arms. And when Jesus came, Jesus said, hey, it's me. I'm here. I said I'd come, and here I am. I've come to take care of you, the sheep, to lead you to good pasture so that you can live in my wonderful world with me forever. Christmas is a time when God comes into our world to rescue us. We'll now have our second reading from Bella. From Psalm 130.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, keep a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, I put your hope in the Lord. and for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. For himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
One thing that you guys all get excited waiting for. I was thinking, what about waiting in a car on a journey for a trip, a long trip, waiting, sitting in the car. Are we there? Waiting. And then I thought, no, that's not what kids wait for. I know what kids wait for. Kids wait for birthdays. Hey? It's like, yes, my birthday is in 15 days or my birthday is in 11 months. Don't we? Waiting. We get excited because we know that when the birthday comes, it's going to be so fun. So I've got a couple of birthday things here. Some Coke. We have Coke on birthday. That's a special treat. Some crisps. Huh? Birthday party stuff. You know the party's going to be good. And a hat. Is that right? So then you're at the party. You've been waiting for the party. And then the party comes. Waiting. Sometimes you feel like you're waiting for ages, don't you? You think, oh, 14 days, 13 days, 12 days, 11 days. Well, look here, because God said that he would come and take care of his people like a shepherd takes care of his sheep, but it didn't happen straight away. They had to wait. And this guy here, he says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. The watchman had his job of looking on the walls of the city to see if any bad guys were going to come, and his shift would end when the sun came up. When the sun comes up, dangers are over. Because the night watch is over. But he's sitting, he's waiting, he's thinking, oh, I can't wait for that sun to come up on that horizon. Just like you can't wait for that last sleep, maybe even before Christmas. But they are waiting for the Lord to come. And God's people have always been waiting. Waiting. And then all of a sudden, Jesus appeared. And did you know that Christians are still waiting? Because Jesus comes twice. He came the first time to get rid of sin, to pay for sin. He says here, he himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Jesus came to pay for sin. He's going to come again to completely remove the presence of sin. So Christians are still waiting. And Christmas is a time when we remember that God's people wait for God, and God always keeps his promises. Jesus will come back all of a sudden, and he will keep all of his promises. Kundai will read our next Bible verse.
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with the power the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
God said he would come. God's people were waiting. But how did people know that Jesus was the one who was promised? It says in our verse here that Paul was called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, and it was the gospel, that's the good news about God coming to save, that he promised beforehand through his prophets. Well, God promised that he would come and gave patterns so people would know who the Savior was. So he promised and he gave patterns. Now, I've got a few patterns for a bit of fun for us to see if we can guess how the pattern goes. So let's have our first slide, please. Okay. Right. Here's the first. Let's have a look at the second. The next one. Okay. And the next one. Okay, now the next one, there's two options, and you have to guess what's the pattern and which is the right one. Okay, let's have the next slide. Okay, anyone want to go, Isaac? Elders, very good. John Waite's a deacon. So that was good, wasn't it? So Paul's an elder, Lewis's an elder, Graham's an elder, and I'm an elder. That was the pattern. So you know, someone says, hey, which one's the next one? You know, if you spot the pattern, you know it would have been me. Because it was the pattern was we're elders. Okay, let's do the next one. Okay, all right. That's a banana. Next. Okay, apple. All right. Strawberry. Okay, let's have the last. This is the... Okay. What did you say, John? Fruit. Very good. You might have thought that it was food. Because they're all food, aren't they? But it was the pineapple. We spotted the pattern. The pattern was... They were all fruits, and we knew, aha, it's going to be the pineapple because we've spotted the pattern. And do I have one more? I do. Okay. All right. Okay, that's the second picture. Third picture. Okay, this is the last one. What's it going to be? Let's have a look. Isaac. What's that? Sea animals. Very good. They're all animals, aren't they? But the kangaroo doesn't go in the sea. Whereas the fish does. So we spotted the pattern. We knew it was a sea creature, sea creature, sea creature. So then when the next one comes, we know the pattern. Now, God gave patterns to his people so that they could tell who the Savior was going to be. I'm going to quickly just show you. Well, I won't have slides, but I'll tell you two patterns. Okay. The first pattern is that the baby will be a surprising birth. That means it's really unlikely that the mum is going to... It's really hard for the mum to have a baby. So Sarah, she was very old and she couldn't have a baby. But then, surprise, surprise, she did. And the child was the child of promise. And Hannah, she couldn't have a baby. And she prayed and she waited. And then, surprise, surprise... She had a baby, and that baby was one of the leaders of God's people. And Mary, Jesus' mother, she didn't even have a husband yet. And surprise, surprise, she had a baby. And he was the promised child who was the leader of God's people. And that was Jesus. So we spotted the pattern. The woman who struggles to have a baby, or the woman who's surprising, we never expected a baby to come from there, and that was Mary. The second pattern is this, God saves in a funny way. So, think about Jericho. When the people of Israel went into the land of Canaan to take the land, they beat Jericho just by walking around the city, and then on the seventh time, they blew their trumpets. They didn't use swords. And the walls came tumbling down and the city got defeated. God saves in a funny way. And what about Gideon? Gideon went to battle and he had only 300 men and the army that he was fighting was huge. And you know how they won the battle? They had jars and they had a little light in the jar and they all stood around the enemy and all they did was smash their jar and then shout and go, yes, hooray, Gideon. And all the people in the middle who they were fighting, they all got super scared and ran off. God saves in a funny way. And then there was a man walking out of Jerusalem up a hill with a wooden cross on his back. And he was crucified on the hill in between two thieves. And the earth shook, and the sky went dark, and the curtain of the temple split. And in that moment, it may sound funny, but God saves in a funny way. It may look, is that silly? No, no, no. That's the pattern. God saves in a funny way. And he saves us with a man dying on a hill outside of Jerusalem in our place for our sins. So we know Jesus is a savior because we spotted the patterns. Josiah, we'll do our next Bible reading.
Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea, along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned.
Okay, so this one is one that we probably think about, think of Christmas more. And that is that Jesus is the light of the world. So Jesus is, God promises that he'd come. God's people wait. God gives them patterns so they can tell who the Savior is going to be. And then the light comes on. Jesus arrives. And what is good about light? Light gives things life. That's one thing. And light helps to understand. It's a way of thinking about understanding. If everything is completely dark, you fumble around. You don't know where you're going. And Jesus is like the light of your whole life. Not just to get around the room, but to know how to live your whole life. So here's the thing. Here's a light. Let's turn it on. Oh, it's worked. Okay. Jesus is the light. Now, the thing is, we can talk about Christmas and I can tell you about Jesus, but there's something for you to do. You need to get connected to the light. Imagine if you were like this little lamp. This little lamp, no light. If you put your trust in Jesus, if you choose to follow him, and say, I need a savior, God. I need you to come and save me. I want Jesus to be my king. I've sinned. Take away my sins. I want his death on the cross to be the death for my sins. And just like you raised him, I'd like you to raise me from the dead too. Here's what happens. When you reach out in faith to Jesus, whoop, you come alive. And you become a light. And so Jesus actually says to all of his disciples, he says, I'm the light of the world. That's one thing he says. But he also says, you're the light of the world. So here's a bit of a surprise for Christmas. The surprise is you need to get connected to Jesus to become a light. If you're not connected to Jesus, no light, no life. But if you do, if you reach out in faith, life comes into you. Light comes into you. And Jesus will show you how to live. And then all of us here, this Christmas, this December, Jesus actually says to you who are connected to him, you're the light of the world. So be the light this Christmas. Be the light at home. Be the light with your families. Be the light at school. And point people to the true light where all the life comes from. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you've come into the world, that you are the light of the world, and we need you. You're the promised shepherd. You're the savior who died for our sins. Please help us now as we wait for your return to be faithful, to have endurance, to be filled with the life of your spirit, so that we would be the light of the world this Christmas. It's a huge privilege and a huge responsibility, a great calling. We ask you to help us to walk in a manner worthy of this calling. And Jesus, we lift you up. We pray that in all that we do, we would point to you and say, you're the one. You're the one where all of our life comes from. And we make our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.